ABC Radio Canberra.
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 On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Laura Chilingirian.
Well, as Shakespeare once said, better a witty fool than a foolish wit. I'm not sure I'd use that phrase to describe my next guests, but it is a quote from the latest production coming to Canberra in 2019. And for anyone who was lucky enough to go along to Shakespeare by the Lakes back in February this year, you'll appreciate just how much love and effort went into putting on these productions of Much Ado About Nothing. There were shows near Lake Tuggeranong, at Glebe Park, and down by the Queanbeyan River. That's the one I managed to get along to, which was fantastic. And the best part is they were all free. The team behind it calls itself Lakespeare, and two of them are here with me on Drive, Tamus Werner-Gibbings and Lexi Seculus. Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, good to have you back in the studio again.
Pleasure.
Just how much of a success would you have rated the shows at the start of this year, Tamus?
Well, compared to expectations, highly successful. I mean, when I was talking to Lexi and pitching it to her initially, I hoped that we'd have maybe 500 people over four shows, because that would at least cover, that would be more than there were in the cast.
That's always how he measures it. No, Lexi, there have to be more audience members than cast members.
But we eventually played to more than 4,200 people over the four nights. So, you know, that's averaging 1,000 people a night. And the one in Glebe Park was over 1,800 people. So I think everyone had a lovely time.
Yeah.
For a first go, we think we did pretty well. We think everyone had a lovely time.
I can vouch for it. I had an amazing time.
Excellent.
The production was brilliant. It was just so professional and just so gorgeous. You just got lost in it too. And with the beautiful weather, it was just perfect.
Yeah, the weather helped. But the production was Lexi and Duncan.
Yes.
We certainly sensed that the audience were getting lost in it, but for all the right reasons. Mm. I was amazed. I knew that if we were on the verse well enough as a company, that people would be transfixed. But I was shocked at how still everybody was at every show. Particularly, we were all preparing for that Glebe show as the numbers went up and up and up. We thought there's a lot that we'll need to do to keep getting connecting to everyone way at the back, halfway along. Mm. The audiences were so still and so mesmerised. That was quite astounding for us.
Yeah. Let's go back. This all came, Tamus, from you seeing Free Shakespeare in the Park in New York. And
Well, I never saw it.
Oh, okay.
I just heard about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be awesome to go and see?
So was your first attempt at Shakespeare by the Lakes everything you imagined it would be?
More, I think. Yeah, I mean, I, as I said at the very start, I thought it, the idea seemed to make sense in other towns.
Yeah.
And Canberra has a couple of spaces where you can, with the stages that you can go and use. But I didn't have any, I've never been performed in a Shakespeare play. I didn't have any experience about how you produced it, mm-hmm. How you spoke it. And that was really interesting to me for someone who's a wannabe performer.
Thank goodness for Lexi
anyway.
And Duncan,
Well, exactly. And that was it. And then, so, I mean, I had an idea, but I just had an idea. Duncan and Lexi turned it into a vision and just delivered it with not a lot of support. I mean, we sort of had to get the money. Well, a lot of support eventually, but nothing at the start. And we were hoping. Yeah. But so I'd hope for 500 people.
Fabulous.
With no microphones.
4,000. Yeah. Amazing. Mm. So let's do the big reveal. Who wants to do the honours? What is the play for 2019?
Are you giving us a drum roll?
If you haven't figured it out yet from the lines that I've quoted, here you go.
We are doing Twelfth Night.
Oh, I love the Twelfth Night.
full title, Twelfth Night or What You Will.
Or What You Will. Yeah. Why the Twelfth Night?
Well, actually, we did a poll of our audience who came along to Much Ado, and that was the show that polled the highest.
Right.
It's also our co-artistic director, Duncan Driver. It's his favourite Shakespeare comedy. And I think we had about three options, and it went down to two options. And I think we do enjoy this relationship that we have with our audience. Not to say that every single time they ask for something, we're able to deliver every single time. But it's a great show. So it's one of the comedies. It's got a strong musical element, and we had some music in Much Ado, and we're actually really excited to expand on that further, which has to happen.
Yeah, I really wanted to find out about that, because you did have that live original music. Sonny Amarina was behind it.
Yeah.
So you'll, and especially with lines like "If music be the food of love, play on.
On."
How can you not have music?
What an opener! It's just a killer.
And the director. Can you tell me about that, Tamus?
Well, I can tell you that Lexi should be telling you about. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you here?
No. Well, yeah, no, exactly. I'm a pretty face.
It's radio, Lexi.
So I'm so excited to announce that acclaimed Australian actor Christopher Stollery will be joining us. I first met Chris in London before I'd graduated from Central, and people then, we had some mutual friends, and everyone thought, as kind of happens overseas, oh, two Australians, you two should really connect. And we did, and we really hit it off. And then I saw him on subsequent trips, mm-hmm. and he was one of the first people that I connected to when I came back to Australia. And I have been so overjoyed by what happened with Much Ado in our first season, and this partnership. I should say, you asked why Tamis is here. I remember saying in when we had this cast get together, the kind of drive and confidence that he has. Creatives can be deeply insecure.
Absolutely. It makes a great team. You guys just have made this such a success. What are you hoping that Christopher will bring to the production?
I think a couple of things. So, you know, we're thrilled about the size of that first season. But, you know, in practical terms, the four of us that make up Lakespeare, given that we, you know, predict it will be about that size and we'd love it to be bigger, we need more people in the team. Mm. We were all doing multiple roles, which we absolutely loved. But in order to keep exploring and keep learning. Tamis was mentioning how, you know, he wanted to learn about the verse. Duncan and I, we also want to keep learning too, which is why we loved the partnerships with professional musicians. And there are other creative partnerships that we want, so that as a company, we're still learning too. And Chris has done, over 25 productions of The Bard, and he's done them. He's done them in Australia. Mm-hmm. So Duncan's got that strong academic experience, and I do feel often, and I felt sometimes a little bad that I was sort of always talking about London, but that has been my Australian Shakespeare experience. So I think there's something mm-hmm. in that space that he can bring.
Yeah.
Even ideas, when we were having initial conversations, and we'd been in a performance space and we knew what it was like, but he said, well, what about this? And what if you did that?
And we all fell off the chairs.
Well, yes.
Great.
Yeah, what about that? That'd be amazing. And so, you know, you talk about fresh look. It's a fresh look.
That's great.
With a wealth of experience behind him.
We're almost out of time. Quick idea of dates and venues, Tamis?
Yeah, I mean, Lake Tuggeranong and Glebe Park for sure.
Definitely.
We are trying to expand into other areas, but that's sort of ongoing conversations. Mm-hmm. Last week of February.
Fantastic.
Give or take.
Very exciting.
Everyone's
Thank
invited.
Thank you so much.
Donations are gladly accepted.
Of course. Thanks for making the announcement here on ABC Radio Canberra Drive. Looking forward to it. 12th night coming to you in February of 2019 with Shakespeare by the Lakes, Lexi Seculus and Tamis Werner Gibbings. Thanks so much.
Thank you.